Tonight, Pinellas County Democrats vote on their new chairperson. On Saturday, Pasco County Democrats will vote on whether to retain their current chair, Allison Morano, or vote for her challenger, Jose Pena. Pena has been telling Pasco County Democrats that though change came to America last month, it stopped at the Pasco County line. Pena says that decisions and priorities set by Morano have cost the party victories in recent years. WMNF asked him what he was referring to specifically.
Well, I just feel that when you're running an organization where you have very little input from the membership because your structure that you have set up doesn't really allow for much input from the membership as to how to run the organization and what strategies to use and where to spend the money to be able to help elect Democrats to the office. And the other thing is that the committee structure, the precinct structure, is lacking. We have 154 precincts in Pasco County. We're allowed to have as many as four precinct committee people from those precincts. We can have two men and two women. Presently, out of 154, we have 38 represented at the DEC. And out of that, we have some that have more than one, totals presently 58. So we could potentially have as little as 154 if you just have one from each precinct, and as much as 400, 500 plus if you have four out of in the 154 precincts. So we're actually trying to win elections in Pasco County with very little representation from the Democratic base. And that gives us very few volunteers to be able to put out into the field to cultivate, to canvass, to lit drop, to talk to the Democrats and others about supporting Democratic candidates. And our candidates, Democratic candidates, for the most part, don't have a lot of abilities to raise money. So we have no money and we got no troops. So my point is, how are we going to win with that kind of strategy? Now, we've been doing this for over 3 years, or actually more than that, but our present chair has been there 3 years. And instead of increasing the number of precinct people, we actually have decreased the number of precinct people. When she got elected 3 years ago for the first time, there were 76 people eligible to vote on that election. Right now, we're down to 60 people, and that's counting the only two Democratic elected office holders that we have in the county.
Okay, your opponent, the current chairwoman, Allison Morano, she says that in terms of your criticism of her fundraising, she's responded by saying that, quote, "We did have a plan and we met our fundraising goals. The Pasco Democrats raised more money than almost every DEC in the state, and we did a great job in a year when most contributions were going to the most expensive presidential race in history." Your response?
Well, you know, I don't know what other DECs across the state have raised, but if that's true, then that is an indictment of the entire party of the state of Florida. And the other statement is that we are going to now blame the Obama campaign because of their ability to raise money. That doesn't make any sense to me. The Democratic Party and the base of the Democratic Party will be willing to donate money if you give them a cause to get involved and participate and contribute to a cause that they believe in. Barack Obama proved that. He gave people a cause. He gave people a reason to support his candidacy. Does that make sense? If he was in the win column before the election took place, then why would the Obama campaign be spending any time and money there, or the DEC spending any time and money there? All I know is that precinct, all the Democrats won. I picked up